Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 13th January 2021. Top stories for today. Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao said the state is ready to defend its riparian water rights against the Kedah government if the neighbouring state insists on taking legal action to force Penang to pay for extracting raw water from the Muda River. He said that the state enactment approved by Kedah and Penang in 1985 also placed the boundaries of both states along the centreline of the river. Singapore's Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Sing said there have been no disruptions to the supply chains between Singapore and Malaysia, and goods have continued to flow freely between both countries despite Malaysia's latest movement control order. He said that Singapore is in close contact with its Malaysian counterparts regarding the lockdown that has been reimposed in several states across the causeway. The Selangor Islamic Religious Department, JAIS, said today it has summoned its enforcers involved in the recent alleged violence during arrest of cosmetic entrepreneur Muhammad Sajjad Kamaruzzaman, better known as Nur Sajjad, last week. It also confirmed that Nur Sajjad is being investigated under Section 10 of the Sharia Criminal Offences Enactment 1985 after several complaints were made against her in 2018 and 2020. Indonesia's Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said two-thirds of the 270 million population must be vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. Earlier today, President Joko Widodo became the first person in Indonesia to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot as the government launched an ambitious vaccination campaign. The country aims to inoculate 181.5 million people, with the first to be vaccinated receiving the CoronaVac vaccine from China's Sinovac Biotech. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a stay on convicted murderer Lisa Montgomery's execution by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, clearing the way for application of the death penalty for the only woman on federal death row in the United States, who doctors say is brain damaged and mentally ill. She was convicted in 2007 in Missouri for kidnapping and strangling Bobby Joe Stinnett, who was then 8 months pregnant. Although Montgomery cut Stinnett's fetus from the womb, the child survived. Montgomery's execution would mark the first time the U.S. government has implemented the death sentence for a female prisoner since 1953. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.